This is the 2020 Statehouse Podcast, brought to you by South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Funding is brought to you in part by SDN Communications, the South Dakota Bar Foundation, Missouri River Energy Services, and Touchstone Energy Cooperatives. Here's Chris Loffrey with today's top legislative news in Pierre.
A House committee is passing Governor Kristi Noem's County Zoning and Appeals Process Bill, moving along to its last step before reaching her desk. Noem says the bill will aid in developing rural South Dakota. Critics call it an attack on local control. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
Among several things, the bill standardizes the vote threshold for counties when approving projects that require conditional use permits, like wind farms, hog barns, and utility projects. If signed by the governor, it'll require a simple majority of members present. Some counties require two-thirds of members elected to a board. However, the bill affirms a higher threshold for county boards to overturn a permit decision. Noem says local control stays intact because counties can still decide setbacks, odor control, and noise control levels.
Every county still gets to do that. This bill does not touch any of those decisions. What it says is if somebody wants to apply for a conditional use permit, there's a time frame for when that decision has to be made. If somebody wants to appeal that, it defines who can be aggrieved and the time frame for when that appeal needs to be issued and determined. So that's the beauty of this legislation, is it still lets that community and that county decide exactly what kind of projects they want to have and what they would look like and what their setbacks would be.
But not everyone sees the beauty the governor sees. Reuben Parks is a third-generation farmer from Day County. He opposes the bill and says more scrutiny is needed at the permitting level so counties make the right decision.
Not everyone, but there's enough that violate those permits knowing that there is no price to be paid. And so zoning permits become even more important because they need to be scrutinized when they are issued, because after they are issued, you have a real problem with the enforcement of those permits.
The bill now heads to the House floor. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Pierre.
Governor Noem supports a bill prohibiting collective bargaining for faculty at the state's six public universities. Senate Bill 147 is on its way to her desk as one of two related bills that surfaced this session. The governor agrees with proponents who say eliminating collective bargaining will offer greater flexibility for university hiring practices.
I think it is a good move that will help our universities be nimble in changing environments and allow us an opportunity to give them the flexibility they need to have the right people in the right places to create and educate our workforce.
The morning after its final passage, a Senate committee amended the House version of the bill to read simply, "Education in South Dakota is hereby enhanced." Opponents say removing collective bargaining will negatively impact faculty recruitment and retention. They add non-union members also benefit from the negotiated contract. Less than 10% of faculty are dues-paying members of the Council of Higher Education Union. In the session's final days, Republican lawmakers are expecting to make some tough compromises on the state's budget. But Democratic leaders say it's time to dip into the budget reserves. SDPB's Jackie Hendry reports.
Even between the two chambers, Senate Majority Leader Jim Bolin sees differences in budget priorities. For example, he says the Senate is prioritizing funds for needs-based scholarships and a new health sciences building at the University of South Dakota. But he knows House Republicans don't agree.
There's going to be compromise, but there's also going to be determination to try to achieve some of these goals, too. So,
Democratic leadership has held firm on a 2% raise for educators, and the governor has asked to keep community service providers and state employees at the same increase. House Majority Leader Lee Qualm says no way.
From my perspective, to get all three to 2% is, I don't think we can do that. I think that's an impossibility unless we start really cutting someplace to make that happen. And at this point, that would be very difficult to do.
But Democrats say there's money in reserve to support some of this year's priorities. Senate Minority Leader Troy Heinert points to legislative research records.
In the average, over the last several years, we've probably put anywhere from 10 to 12 million a year into reserves above after funding everything we had already agreed to.
He says there's plenty of common ground on priorities among Republicans, Democrats, and the governor, like expanding broadband services.
Maybe it's time that we start using that money to fund these priorities.
A budget is expected next week. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.
You can keep up with the top legislative news every day by listening to the 2020 Statehouse podcast. For additional programming and news, listen to us online at sdpb.org. Be sure to download the free SD.net app on your mobile device for live committee meetings, floor sessions, and daily archives of the people's business and peer. Be sure to connect with us on social media by liking the SDPB News Facebook page and following at SDPB News on Twitter. Funding is provided in part by SDN Communications, the South Dakota Bar Foundation, Missouri River Energy Services, and Touchstone Energy Cooperative. This has been a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.